The San Mateo County Board of Supervisors honored the victims of last week's mass shootings in Half Moon Bay to start its regular meeting on Tuesday. As supervisors pledged to improve living conditions for farm laborers at sanctioned farms in the county and to identify housing in unsanctioned locations, 7 people were killed and another was wounded during shootings at 2 farms in Half Moon Bay on January 23. An employee at one of the farms, Chun Li Zhao, is facing 7 counts of murder after being arrested in a sheriff's office substation parking lot following the shootings. Multiple memorial services were planned around Half Moon Bay this week in addition to a standing memorial at Mac Dutra Plaza. An interfaith memorial service was scheduled for Tuesday at 4 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club Event Center at 530 Kelly Avenue. A community gathering was also scheduled for Tuesday at 6 p.m. at IDES Hall, located at 530 Main Street. Another gathering will take place Friday at 5 p.m. at Mac Dutra Plaza. Supervisor David Pine said at Tuesday's meeting that he was heartbroken about the shootings. "I also feel a sense of anger," said Pine. "I'm angry that we have farm workers that have to live in such difficult conditions and receive substandard wages. Living conditions at both farms came under scrutiny following the killings, which the sheriff's office has described as motivated by workplace issues. It sounds like folks that have been there were traumatized by even seeing the living conditions for the farm workers," said Supervisor Noelia Corzo. "For many people in our community, it's normal. This is what they have." The board began its meeting by having the Reverend Lauren McCombs, of the Episcopal Diocese of California, give reflective remarks and recite a prayer from St. Francis, as well as read the names of the victims killed. The names were again read in Mandarin by Virginia Chong Karai, spokesperson for the San Mateo County Organization of Chinese Americans, who noted that last names are read first in Mandarin. 6 of the victims in the shootings were farm laborers of Chinese descent. Karai was invited by Supervisor Ray Muller to speak and was asked back later to give public comments by Pine. During her public comments, Karai said the shootings had exposed a resource gap for Chinese workers in the county, calling it a wake-up call for the county to provide more culturally appropriate counseling for its farmworkers. She said there was a complete lack of understanding and respect for Chinese farm laborers, which she attributed to ethnocentric behavior. "We Chinese cannot and will not remain invisible," Karai said. The shootings took place in the county's District 3, represented by Muller. He said he was in the district a year ago marching with farmworkers in support of victims of the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and would never have believed that Half Moon Bay would be the scene of its own shooting a short time later. Muller said the shootings had shined a light on how vulnerable people and farmworkers are living in the county and said that many of the farmworkers in the county are functionally homeless. "The best way to honor them is with policy," said Muller. "We have to plant a signpost in the ground to say we're going to do things differently." He said the county needs more permanent affordable housing for farmworkers like the Moon Ridge Complex that opened in 2001, as well as needing to work with farmers to upgrade existing housing. He also requested that a survey and report be compiled detailing how many Asian farmworkers were living and working in the county, saying that that figure is not well known. Supervisor David Canepa said housing solutions rely on state and federal help, and he recommended that the state expand both its emergency COVID-19 housing programs and Project Homekey hotel purchases as options. "This is the most tragic mass shooting in San Mateo County's history, and there is a lot of grief," said Canepa. The county activated its crisis response team to provide mental health counselors to those in need. It can be reached at 800-686-0101.